Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Get out. Dude, Charlotte, for an example, they beat Gardner-Webb by one. They were down 17. Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator of the 49ers last year, who's there on a volunteer basis, had to give the team a halftime speech. He gave the halftime speech. Biff, the head coach, let him do it. It's a mess. It's a mess. So, and they're all now they're on their third string quarterback. The starter got hurt. They put in the true freshman.
Oh, they're homecoming. We're going to smash them.
Oh, I mean, you can't make that number high enough.
Yeah, that's homecoming.
You just cannot. I mean, UTSA got blasted by Texas and Arch Manning.
Arch out there running for 60-some yard touchdowns.
Tulane was competitive against Oklahoma. I mean, they made it interesting enough. They never really threatened. But
again, the bigger concern was Tulane was not winning those games. You were never going to do that. Was coming out of them exactly. Healthy enough to compete for a conference title.
Yeah. USF, I think, is the team. October 11th, that's the one I'm most scared about.
And I would tell you, there's a weakness there. They don't have no defense.
That's right. I mean, that's one where you're going to have to tap in, right, that offense.
We'll need the offense, yes, to do its part that night,
yeah,
for sure.
Because that they were
like,
down.
Get us 30. Go get us 30 to 40. We probably won't need it.
Yeah, they were down 14-0 against Southern Miss. They come back 49-24 final. I mean, they're like that. You know,
may need more than 40 then, depending upon that defense. If your defense comes play, so far so good on your D though.
Yeah,
defense a lot better.
It's like, you know, again, I mean, they're going to lose again this weekend to Miami, a 17.5 point underdogs. We think. I mean, it could be competitive. They could cover the number. I'm not saying they couldn't, but you know, how much will they have left October 11th? You know, and that's just assuming one more L. You know,
Miami's
good.
They could come out of that banged up. They better be careful.
Well, Miami's got to be careful because they start their conference play on Friday of the next week. So, you know, I'm tempted in a way to take the 17.5 with South Florida because this is their biggest home game in program history. Like, and the coach I'm pretty high on, you know, he's calling fake field goals in the Southern Miss game. Like, he's kind of crazy. He's a maniac. I kind of like guys like that in college that aren't scared, you know. Like,
I think Jordan Hankins might be a maniac.
He is. Dialing up blitzes. Fourth quarter against Florida State instead of playing back.
He's a madman.
Yeah, I was saying, yo, play back. Like, no, they were sending, bro.
Bro, and I think that defense has bought in or into his style.
Yeah.
It's working. They're going to punish Navy, bro.
Yep. It's a good. Because
it's a good defense. All we said was they had to just be solid this year.
Exactly.
Well, they're better than solid.
No doubt about it. There's no question. So, anyway. That's the update on Elijah Herring. There is no update, and we probably won't know if he's playing until the game starts. So there you go. We'll come back with the rundown. It was a fantastic weekend in the NFL. Caleb Williams made his Sunday night debut. It was another classic between Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. And yes, somehow Antonio Pierce redeemed himself.
That's for you.
Just for me. We'll come back. Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Around the world of football, we've talked a lot about Memphis' win over Florida State. It was a great weekend in the NFL and the National Football League. Just go through the highlights. excuse me. I'll get emotional,
like emotional
when
you,
I think about what Antonio Pierce did. That's chief among them. You know, it's amazing how incompetent one can look in one week. Then you game plan your ass off and have the day of your life against the Ravens. Maybe that's just the kind of coach he is. Maybe he's a big game coach against the big brands and the big teams, the big dog, and he sucks against everybody else. I don't know. But obviously, you had the Chiefs win on Christmas last year. You have this to go with it. he's kind of starting to carve a reputation here. And I think Memphis, the Raiders will not be getting big points, you know, against teams like this moving forward would be my guess. But you have that. Patrick Mahomes has solved the Burrow riddle.
Yeah.
It feels like now.
Yeah.
What is this now? 3-2?
Mm-hmm.
So that's getting closer and closer. Cincinnati had a chance to ice it.
Right.
You know, he got the pick on the amazing pick, one of the best picks I've ever seen. Uh-huh. The one-handed pick from the DB. But I believe Joe Burrow ended up kind of giving it back, fumbling, and Kansas City taking it in for a score. I will say this, like,
they didn't have T. That's a factor.
Yeah, they did not have T.
And haven't had him to start the year.
And, you know, Jamar's weird with the contract deal. He's not right in the head, clearly.
Nah, bro, he cost them in that game, I'm telling you.
Yep.
With his 15-yard. He's going off on the ref. I thought he was about to get thrown out.
Exactly right. So you have,
and it was about a holding call, I think, or something weird that it shouldn't have gotten to that
he
point.
He thought he got hip-drop tackled, which I have not seen the NFL calling, by the way. Because
oh, by the way, we did it to somebody, and Mixon. They didn't call it last night. We did it to Mixon. I think it was Edmonds. And I got
it. Yeah, and it was
swung his legs out. He hit, and they were hitting. He hit all four bullet points.
And he got hurt.
Yeah,
and he hurt the guy.
And lucky for him, he came back in the game.
Yeah, thankfully.
After getting his ankle folded up.
But that's why they say we have to ban this tackle.
Well, I agree with banning. It's going to be interesting to see. It sounds like they're going to be dealing with a lot of this in fines, that they're not going to be able to address it during games because those refs can't say whether it meets all 4 points of the criteria.
That's right. That's right.
And so they're going to have to be, you know, adjudicating these during the week, essentially.
And the issue,
Edmonds will be hearing from the league.
And he 100% will. And the issue then becomes, like, you don't want to keep slowing the game down.
Right.
That third quarter took an hour and a half. Were they 9 penalties?
It's tough to watch.
I mean, 6 punts. It was
between
brutal.
The two teams, the penalties were incredible.
And so it was just like, I mean, penalties decided quite a few games yesterday. It decided the Raiders game because Devontae got the pass interference in the end zone. It decided the Kansas City Chiefs game because it was the 4th and 16, you know, that Mahomes pulled out of his ass.
Right. And that wasn't interference. He was there early.
It was. No, it 100% was. Yeah. It's just, you know, like when
you
flags,
hate that it comes down to
exactly.
That.
It's just never a great week for the NFL.
That's what makes Mahomes even better. The fact that he knows he can get those calls in that situation.
There's no doubt.
You're going to throw that ball.
He's so good at it. Yep. It all feels futile. That's the beautiful thing about it, right? It's like, as long as that dude is playing, it doesn't matter what the score, the situation, the time.
Well, who's out?
4th and 16. All you got to do is just bat the ball down, get a stop. Can't do it. And then the kicker doesn't miss.
Harrison Butker.
I mean, 50-something yards.
They gave him the extension.
They don't even blink.
They don't mind what he says.
Right. He's like, I think, the best ever in, I mean, it's him and Vinatieri, right? In terms of, like, the clutch kicks.
Accuracy or clutch.
Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't doubt it.
The dude is, I think, one of the, you know, I'd have to pull up the stats, but, I mean, I think anecdotally we know that this guy in you know, the fourth quarter, that, you know, in the final 2 minutes.
Well, you mentioned that Pacheco's going to IR, too, right? So you lose another guy, but you find a way to get it done.
Yep. You lose him, and I don't know. I guess they'll have, they'll run the fullback a little more, and then Perine.
Carson Steele, Samaje Perine. Yeah. Those are your.
Yep. So, listen, it was quite the day in the NFL. And then on Sunday night, Caleb Williams made his Sunday night debut.
Yeah.
And I don't know. How are you feeling?
It's funny because I've had to talk a couple Bears fans off the ledge. And so maybe have a little bit more optimistic spin because they've come at me with, oh, my gosh, you know, oh, we're in trouble. Guys, this was already circled as a loss. I told Brad coming in here. Bears weren't expected to win this game. You lose by 6 to a team that I think, you know, watching that team, is an absolute contender in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl. Because what I see on both sides of the ball are just weapons, you know, defensive weapons, guys who can get after, get after the quarterback. They've got it. They can stop the run, which they were doing. Like, they have it all, and they weren't even on last night. Like, yeah, I mean, the penalties, everything else, that wasn't a good performance at all. Back to the point, you still played them within 6.
Yep.
You didn't have Keenan Allen. You got a rookie quarterback. You're on the road in a game that nobody expects you to win. You lose by 6. What does it tell you about the Bears? You had the defense we thought you did,
yep,
which is good. It's a good defense, maybe even a contender defense. I heard Calkins talk about it. Certainly a playoff defense. There's no question about that. Now, here's the issue is, what do you have at QB? Because I've watched this guy now, and we can talk about the little flashes in the preseason. Well, we've learned preseason don't mean a dang thing because these rookies aren't seeing anything in the preseason. Well, how are they going to handle the blitz? How are they going to handle these, you know, real defenses? And so far, I have not seen, I'm going to be honest, not one thing from Caleb Williams that makes me think, oh, my gosh, look, he's got a God-given him. He is blessed as a passer. I've not seen that yet. It scares me. You know, Jaden Daniels already out here getting wins yesterday, you know, looking pretty calm. I know they didn't score any touchdowns.
Right.
But look pretty calm and beaten. Yes, a bad team, the Giants. Dude, Caleb's just been running around out there looking like a guy that hopes, right? I could run around in high school. I could run around in college at USC and get away for it with the most, you know, get away with it for the most part. He hopes he can do that now. It hasn't yet come to the realization. You figured this would have been beat into him. You're not going to be able to do that. Stay on routine. Stay on script. That's what you've got to do here. I don't see a guy that gets it. And sure, maybe, yeah, it's early, two games in. But that's the part that scares me is it looks like right now it looks like, again, you might have the wrong guy. We can talk all about how the line play was bad, seven sacks, yes. But after a while, the great ones, instead of sitting there and showing everybody like he was doing every time he got tackled, man, this is rough. I'm having a rough night. He made sure to show you how he was struggling with the protection rather than showing me, respond to it.
Yeah.
Get the ball out when the blitz is coming a little bit faster. Aaron Rodgers, when guys were broke down, I know I'm using a great, but here's my point. When the line was broke down on one side, hell, he'd go the other way. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't just sit there and take it. And so that scared me last night. Again, it's just two games in. Don't want to make any, you know, career assessments about this kid. But, bro, it might all just be hype.
Well, I mean, I certainly see what you're saying. I mean,
I saw a guy that wanted to show you more than go out there and, you know, show you this is tough. This is,
yeah,
you know, as opposed to go out there and no, show me you can win it through those circumstances.
It's tough on a day where Jaden gets the win. Although I would tell you he didn't score a touchdown.
I pointed that out. Yeah. But again, he is leading his offense down the field. They're getting what they have 7 feet, right. Whatever it is.
And Caleb couldn't do that. And he just couldn't. I mean,
no point has he put it together like a drive that where you look right. Like, okay, this is why he was the number one pick.
I mean, he struggled in the preseason. I mean,
a lot of it, we say, okay, look at the dime he threw to Rome. Dude, he's running around.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that in a regular season game.
Exactly.
You know, run 20 yards for a 15-yard pickup.
Well, because look at Bo Nix. I mean, everybody was losing their minds about Bo Nix in the preseason. Everybody's like, oh,
that's true. And you pointed that you said we shouldn't be. I was one of those guys that thought he looked pretty efficient, that maybe this would translate over.
And the Broncos are horrible.
So far.
I mean, I don't know.
Think he's got his guy.
No, right? I'm not saying that he can't be good. I'm just saying in terms of, like, we react to preseason so viscerally, right? We're like, oh, but it's like, I just remember the talk out of Denver was over. They're going to go over 5.5 wins. Bo Nix looks great. It's like they're playing against second and third team stringers.
He particularly was.
Yes.
They were bringing him in the second half.
They were playing him with starters. Exactly. They were playing him with starters against second and third teamers. You know, and people lost their minds. You cannot do that. And honestly, like, maybe it's a little bit like summer league. Caleb was doing the same thing a lot of times, and he didn't really look.
Well,
it took him that last game, right? They had to leave him in until the second quarter, right before half, to finally score a touchdown, and he ran it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I kind of think, you know, look,
I'm not sure they've got a great plan for him either. I can't set this all at the feet of a rookie quarterback. It reminded me a lot of no plan for Justin Fields.
Yeah,
and it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
When Justin Fields,
yeah,
the Pittsburgh Steelers are finding ways to win.
They are,
with
brother.
Him as the QB.
He's the man.
The guy they're finding.
He's the
ways.
Man.
And so that tells me they've got better coaching and a better game plan.
Yep.
Right, that they can
There's
take
no
this guy and
that.
Go find ways to win with him than what you have. And remember, it's the same. It's not the same offense coordinator, but it's the same head coach in Eberflus. You got different, and you just wonder, you know, with this Shane Waldron you brought over from Seattle, is it even the right offense for Caleb Williams? So I don't know if I've got the quarterback. I don't know if I've got the OC. Just a lot of confusion on that side. What I know is I got a defense.
You do have
and
that.
And I knew that coming into the year.
Yeah, you do have that.
And there's a chance to win your next three games because you got Indy, and AR looks like he needs to learn just as much as Caleb does. Carolina's in there, so there's just as good a chance. That's why I'm not going to panic about Bears. Just as good a chance you're sitting up here,
yeah, your defense,
you know, 3-1, 4-1 in a couple of weeks because you played nobody.
But I think that's the lesson, right? I mean, your defense is it looks good because Eberflus is a defensive coach, right? I mean, he's
said on your side.
But the offense is a mess. I mean, you had no run game last night.
Zero. Can't get Swift off to on track.
Had no time. Yeah, I mean,
that line is not that bad.
It can't be, right?
Poles literally said, I mean, unless he's just, you know, you're that wrong, and that's a bad sign for you. So this is the best offensive line group we've been in. Guys, we cut. We're saying this is the best career-wise room
right.
I've been in. All the talent. You got Darnell Wright over there. We know he's a top 10 pick and good.
Yeah.
You're not that. So it tells me, okay, what's going on with scheme?
Right.
Because you shouldn't look that poor.
Remember,
too, Houston did something they never do. It was very smart. It shows you, we'll game plan. They blitzed.
Yeah.
They didn't do that last year. Houston was not a blitzing team. They used their guys up front to do it, and they were blitzing the heck out of Caleb because why? We're going to blitz a rookie quarterback. We're not going to do what they expect us to do. Yep. We're going to blitz, 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 and that's what they did last night. So I love DeMeco, man. He'll change it up.
Yeah, he will. You know, he's good.
It's not just him. Slowick's good. The offensive guy, the offensive coordinator, that staff looks great. That looks like a team that is on the rise. And one ugly yesterday. Dude, Nico. Nico Collins. Nico.
Yeah, no, he's like the Andre Johnson comparison I thought was great. Your defense cost me a lot of money. That fumble on the 2-yard line. That really hurt.
The fumble on the 2.
Yeah. Cam Akers.
Oh,
at the end of the game. Yep. We're about to ice that on you.
That's right.
We're about to cover that.
We got
all numbers. And you just couldn't let me have that one. I felt like that was you punching the ball out, really.
No,
that was me
none,
on the goal
none,
line.
Had nothing to do with me.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
But I was like, all right, there it is. There you go.
Not competing.
We pushed.
Had nothing to do with me.
We pushed minus 6, lost halftime. I bet minus 7 at the half.
I knew you had 6. I thought you pushed. But
pushed
you
that.
You
but added, I, did, I, went, I added to it because I just – the yards per play were so – The gap was so wide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I it was hard to think that Caleb was all of a sudden going to find some success.
Oh my gosh!
At the second half,
running like a chicken with his head cut off.
I didn't expect your defense to tighten up quite that much. I mean, they made life really hard for CJ the second half. So
now they're not going to suspend 4 drop tackles, whatever you call them.
Fine,
they just fine.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep Edmonds.
Yes.
He's just going to get fined.
Yeah, so he'll get fined. And so will
Well, if they really want to nip it in the bud, don't they need to suspend? It looked like a lot of folks are still out there doing it.
I feel like to suspend, you got to be a multiple offender.
That's interesting.
You know, but I do think this: if an official suspects hip drop, just throw the flag.
Bro, I mean, he made it blatantly obvious. My man swung the legs and everything.
Yeah,
Edmonds on Mixon, and that's my guy. But I couldn't even. I was surprised that the refs didn't call anything. It seemed so obvious at the time.
I know it,
but Collinsworth's talking about they can't hit all 4 criteria in the actual moment, and
most of these
will have to be dealt with during the week.
But like, there's nothing wrong with throwing the flag.
That could have been Mixon's whole season.
It could have been his career, right? I mean, depending on how. I mean, that's a very who was it?
Mark Andrews
yeah.
last year, and one other guy got it last year, I thought. But Mark was the whole season, just about.
No question. So, I honestly, the game's already slowed down enough. Why not get it right? You know, and that's what Tirico was talking about. He's like, what's the balance between officiating the game on a screen versus with your eyes? And I think that's a fair.
Hey, we sat up there, got punked too. We let a dude punch us on the sideline, didn't do a thing about it, didn't call anything or anything.
Yeah, he tweeted about it though.
Who
Roshan?
Did? Roshan tweeted about getting punched.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm gonna run it by you and see.
We looked like some. I thought we were some stray suckers over there letting dude do that to our sideline. Then the refs didn't do it. I was screaming at the TV.
Oh, I think he deleted it. Unless that was a,
I thought that man was Martin Luther King's son. It's a, you know, peace, you know, and nonviolence, man. That man slapped you in the face.
Yeah.
Not just slap, he punched you. He just took it.
I think, I want to say Roshan, I saw a Roshan tweet. Now, it's hard to know in this day and age.
If it's real, what are you talking about?
But he had tweeted, took everything in my soul, not to something.
I mean, I get it. You don't want to, you know, be the second guy and get the penalty. But, dude, Caleb had just been stuck on the sideline, apparently legally, right before he went out of bounds. It didn't feel like the team was really coming to his aid the way that
he deleted it. He tweeted it, took everything in my soul.
And then
not
Houston,
to thrash that boy.
And
that's
when
what he said.
You think they're about to throw the Houston players, the Bears just going, you know, when a guy gets on your sideline, they're just wilding out. Usually everybody comes together, you throw that dude out of there. Dude, they were just causing a chaos in our sideline, punching our guys. We're just standing there taking it. Nonviolent approach.
I will say, it didn't really look like it took every bit of his soul, though, did it? It kind of looked like he just was so flabbergasted that he was in the mix.
Yes,
yeah,
it did. It looked like he looked completely, he looked too stunned to respond.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that's why maybe he deleted it, because.
I just never seen a team get, you know, I thought, I don't know. I just thought we got pushed around last night. And again, we're only losing. We had a chance to win the game if Caleb could have gotten any kind of rhythm.
No, I appreciate
that. That's how unclean Houston's performance was. That said, when they're clean and they're on, did you see some of them Stroud throws? Oh my gosh, he's on the run full speed, running from a defender and hits his guy dead on the run by the sideline. He is special, man.
Yeah, those were his best throws. I mean, of the evening. when he was on the run, having to improvise.
Oh, 1,000%.
I mean, you know, he had that one to Tank. That Tank dropped.
But then, but what you can do is just sit back in zone because he will pick you apart like an Aaron Rodgers type. Like, he'll take what you give him. He's not like Caleb where I got to get it all on one or some of these quarterbacks like that.
Yep.
You know, that feel like I got to get the whole thing and make the huge play.
Exactly.
He will just take it down the field on you and take what you give him in a zone, against a zone defense. So do you blitz? Do you not blitz? You just – and he's only in year two.
Scary.
Yeah, and we passed on taking him last year.
Yep.
So it is scary.
Yep. So anyway, that's your NFL update. Raiders win. Chiefs win. Texans win. That's the big ones from over the weekend.
Well, I mean, the Detroit 49ers. I mean, I get, yeah. No, I guess you hit the big ones.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, maybe the Bucs are legit. I don't know.
Is Minnesota legit with Sam Darnold?
I think that's
a legit defense.
They're legit enough.
And Sam Darnold's on the best offense he's ever been on. They look good to me.
Yeah, they're a wild card team. I mean, hasn't it been like 30 years since San Francisco won in Minnesota? Something crazy like that. So I don't know.
That would surprise me if it's been that long. Wow.
Something about that building in that city. But I don't know. The Lions one is kind of tough because the Bucs were beaten in every statistical category.
Yeah, well, I thought the Lions got too cute. They should have just run the ball there at the end of the game like they did against the Rams the week before.
463 total yards to Tampa's 216. 26 first downs to their 14.
Mm-hmm.
7 of 17 on third down to their 2 of 10. They ran 83 plays to their 47. The Bucs allowed 5 sacks. They punted 5 times to the Lions 2. I'm trying to figure out how the hell the Lions lost this game. Because I'm just looking at the box score. I guess the Goff picks, 2 picks.
You should run the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what everybody's saying.
Because Gibbs was
and the run was
6.5 a carry. You know,
and Montgomery been running great all year so far.
Amon Ra's going to miss some time. It looks like. So you got that to worry about now. I mean, they're down to one receiver again. So I'm not sure. Here we go. Actually, he was determined, according to Schefter, only to have a contusion and cramping. Some people suspect that was MCL, but it sounds like Amon Ra is fine. But yeah, that was a humbling loss, man. That's the NFL for you. You lose to a team that you outgained, you doubled them up, and you lose at home as a 7.5-point favorite. But maybe the Bucs are real. They were your NFC South team. But are you adjusting it with the Saints?
No, I'm gonna stick. Need to see what Falcons do tonight.
Yep, big one.
For now, I think I'm still rolling with Bucs on inside track. That what they I watched the entire first game,
mm-hmm.
and then a lot of yesterday.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
That you can still pull a win out of that game.
Yeah,
Mayfield is playing outstanding.
Bucs do have major injury issues. They lost Vita Vea yesterday. They're already down several DBs, so I do think that is what's going to probably catch up with them. But if they get healthy, they're alive. I mean, they're a live team. I've always said Todd Bowles is just one of the greatest to ever do it.
Mm.
So
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's something about Baker Mayfield not having to look over his shoulder anymore or, you know, I don't know. Is he one of the better quarterbacks now? Maybe.
I mean, he made all the plays he had to make.
Like, the dude, the run to the end zone, like, the stuff he's doing, that's not even him.
Right.
But you have to have play with a certain level of confidence to be able, he's, like, making little moves and everything again.
Yeah.
I don't know. He got some swagger back to him that's carrying them.
Absolutely.
And if he keeps that up, dude, they can absolutely win that division.
Absolutely right.
Because I don't believe, we'll see on these Saints how real that is.
So, anyway, there you go. With your NFL update for week 2.
Well, I was going to ask you one more. How, if you are the Indianapolis Colts, are you losing to Malik Willis, who was just traded to the Green Bay practice? And I do that, and I probably could have saved this for respect, because at one time in my life I thought Matt LaFleur was a fraud. I thought he was a guy that benefited from the situation here in Tennessee where you had an offense that I think John and I could have run a pretty good offense out of. Derrick Henry, you run a little play action, and he gets to Green Bay, and you've got Aaron Rodgers, and he's taking care of you. But when you can take a Malik Willis, who you've only had for the last couple of weeks, what was it, late August when they made the trade for him from the Titans where, what, he couldn't beat out Mason Rudolph, Will Levis, those guys. When you take him and drop him into a situation where he's got to play with Jordan Love out and are able to come out with a 16-10 win, he only throws two incompletions. Malik Willis was 12 of 14 for 122 yards, had a 14-yard touchdown pass too. I mean, he looked, I'm not telling you he's some good quarterback. He may be a backup, but you had him out there running your system.
Yeah,
I got to give Matt LaFleur all the credit in the world that you could win that game. And we could sit up here and talk about Anthony Richardson and what's going on with the Colts and whether or not he's the guy. They're sitting here 0-2 right now. That's a game they got to go get on the road when you don't have Jordan Love in that game. And they let, again, Malik Willis look like a real competent quarterback.
Yeah.
And he at no time in Tennessee, maybe other than for a few flashes in the preseason, had he looked like that since he'd been drafted by them. So I, again, a guy who at one time, yes, was hating on Matt LaFleur, I got to give that man his credit for Green Bay, again, to be sitting here 1-1. They had to win after the loss last week in this situation. Well, how do you do that with Jordan Love down? This might be a situation where he's down for a few weeks, and it puts you out of the playoffs because you're behind the eight ball. You lose a few. No, they find a way to salvage this one. And I just thought, you know, that's as one I thought as impressive as anything I saw yesterday in the NFL on a day where we had a ton of upsets when you have a Green Bay team with Malik Willis getting wins. That was impressive.
That was scheme. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I got to hand it to LaFleur, man.
That's all that was. I mean, that's all it can be. I mean, they said,
how you got him that confident in a couple of weeks when the dude didn't have anything to be confident about coming over from the Titans?
Yeah. Now,
says
I will
say,
a lot
about you is in your ability to coach guys up.
Yep. I mean, if you guys can't run the ball on the Indianapolis defense next week, it just ain't going to happen. I mean, that's the other thing is that, you know, the Texans had 145 from Mixon. What they get from Jacobs in this one, 151. I mean, that now I believe DeForest Buckner is out. If you guys can't have success, I think it is in Indianapolis, but that should not matter. I mean, this.
Oh, you're right. That helped Malik a lot. It says 164 yards rushing in the first quarter alone.
Yes, bro. Yes, over 200.
That takes a lot of pressure off your guy.
So
it certainly does. I knew the run game was working. I don't think I knew it was working that well.
Yeah, I mean, this has to be the game where the Chicago Bears find that run game.
I'm with that.
I mean, Anthony Richardson looked fantastic against the Texans, although I want to say only 8 completions. Is that true? 9 completions is all he had, but he still had.
It wasn't a great day, bro.
212 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's an efficient day at the office and a pick. I mean,
he's going to leave the pick off.
What a roller coaster that was for him 2 weeks ago. But yeah, his development, man. I mean, I'm not sure how Gardner Minshew, you know, could look better in that offense than Anthony Richardson is right now. Can't understand it for the life of me. But, I mean, look, he's still a young quarterback. He still hasn't played that much in his career. You know, he's still worth investing time in and development in. But, I mean, I think next week is a must-win for you guys as a +1.5 point underdog. I really do.
Willis had made 3 previous career starts, all in 2022. Hadn't thrown for as many as 100 yards in any of them.
Yeah.
Like I said, couldn't beat out Mason Rudolph for backup, basically, to Will Levis.
I mean, that's the thing about the NFL, right?
Gave up a 7th-round pick to get him, Green Bay did.
Like, everybody thought, you know, oh, Jordan Love is out, Packers stink now, you know.
Yeah, I was one of them.
Colts -2.5, -3 on the road. And what you learn is, like, okay, can the quarterback just do what the coach asked him to do? 12-14, 122, 1 touchdown, mistake-free football, hand the ball to Josh Jacobs, bring a little bit of the running element yourself. And that's probably going to be enough at home against most teams if you have a good coach. And it was. I mean, that defense.
Seems to me like you should be able to put something like that around to Caleb Williams and say, okay, let's go do something just decent, just competent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a staff.
Like you said, a staff, yes. Yeah.
I mean, look,
taking a guy that's much less talented.
Exactly.
And you get it better efficiency.
He outplays.
You get a better game. He outplays you.
I would
so
definitely.
So that goes back to the coach that you are.
No, I mean, look, what y'all need to do is very obvious, and I hope you guys do it. It's you're going to fire Eberflus after the season because you guys won't quite be what you probably should be, And then you hire the Detroit Lions OC.
Ben.
And then you go, and then you take off. And then you're going to be with that. Now, I will say this. You guys clearly did miss Keenan Allen. I mean, that you just watching it, you just felt like you missed that safety valve because he didn't really have one.
That's true.
Last night. I mean, tight end's fine, but you just felt like having that veteran out there would have helped him. If all else fails, I'll find Keenan. He'll be open. And you didn't have that.
I think I'll take Ben or Slowick, either one.
Yeah, one of the two, sure. Yeah.
I like their offense.
Exactly right. So you got to get through this season.
They'll both be hot commodities after this year.
Both
of them had head coaches.
Ben turned down he turned down the Chargers.
And I want to say, Slowick had like 5 interviews.
Yeah.
I don't know if he ended up turning one down, but which is not getting him.
Yeah, I mean, they're
still. They'll be gone.
Yeah.
So, we need to get. Maybe not do Vrabel 2.0.
You'll be the
go after Ben Johnson.
You'll be the best job that opens by far.
I would think everybody will want us.
I mean, nobody's going to want the Jets job, even if Aaron plays, another season. Nobody wants to walk into that mess. I don't think there's another one off the top of my head that would be. I mean, Dallas will open, but they'll just hire Belichick.
What about the Giants?
I mean, is that a good job? That job seems to suck.
Well, it does under probably Joe Shane or whatever his name is. But
and you got no quarterback.
But you're about to go get one.
Do you feel convicted in this crop? I mean, if you do, that's...
Dude, you saw Malik, right? They have the beast. They have one receiver.
Except for that one fourth down drop.
I don't care about the drop. I know he was tough on himself. He's still tough for over.
No, he was great. Beast. He's great.
And he probably won't drop anything again.
I didn't realize how small he was, bro. He's small. He seems small out there, just watching him.
Like, I don't feel like he plays small, but...
I mean, he might play. I don't know. I thought he was a little bigger than that. Like, I thought he was like a, 6'3 type guy. But he gets open. That's the only thing that matters, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jamar Chase isn't a huge guy. He and Jamar, I think, are probably about the same height, 6 foot. He's not like a scat back like Calvin Austin, who took a scary hit yesterday, by the way. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I've told you that, though. He takes some big ones.
Yeah. He drew a flag in a very important moment of the game, though, but by taking the hit. It was like a, what they call it. I can't remember what they call it. Maybe it was unnecessary roughness, defenseless receiver or whatever, but he sold it. He did a great job. There's an acting element to it, too, If you hop right back up, you don't draw the flag. But it's like when you stay down, you put your hand on your head, You're like, hey, look at me. I'm still down after this vicious hit this barbarian put on me. Throw the flag. That's what happened.
They gave Russ a petty game ball.
They did not.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The Steelers.
Did he accept it?
Yeah.
They gave that man a game ball?
It's a petty game ball, but it's not kind of like what you think it would be. It's a petty game ball because Denver did him dirty last year, and so they knew how bad he wanted to get the win.
Yeah,
out of pettiness, out of revenge,
for sure.
And so they gave him the petty game ball. And yes, I believe he accepted it.
Well, unfortunately, his he'll never start.
My guy is suiting up though. He's gonna suit up after he's retired.
Yeah,
because he loves it.
And he might love it.
He loves to suit up and show the other team that if not for this injury,
right,
you guys would be seeing me and God.
That's right. But Justin has taken that job.
And then Justin just goes and plays.
That's right.
But Russ goes out there and dresses out and warms up and then doesn't play.
Well,
it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, bro.
I
guess he's trying to let the locker room know I'm still here.
He's a professional. He's saying, I'll be ready when needed,
Well, you've been needed. He wanted to start you to start the year.
Yeah.
You haven't been ready.
Yeah. Well, that's true. He was not ready then.
Because Tomlin seems like he's been wanting to go with you. And now,
now he
feels
can't.
Like you've lost the team.
He can't.
Justin's gone out there and got 2 wins. Actually got in the end zone this week. He didn't
right.
first week, but now he's in the end zone.
Just the once, though. He got it one time.
Bro.
We asked for
they're
one. We got
2-0.
One. Yeah, no, it's undeniable now. That defense is going to playing hard. I mean, that's
– The defense is awesome.
I feel like the Pittsburgh Steelers have been playing this way for as long as I've been alive. I mean, there was some years with Ben Roethlisberger, of course, but, I mean, at least, the last 8 or so, it just feels like this is how they've always – whether it's Devlin Hodges, whether it's Fields, whether it's Pickett or whoever.
Mason Rudolph.
They just win games 13-6. like that. That's the only way they're going to win. Right. And that's their defense, bro.
That's the Steelers.
That's they win games like the way Memphis won.
I mean, they're running that division
Florida
right
State.
Now.
They are. They're on top, bro. They Weird should feel good about it. Is. I mean, the Ravens are 0-2. I mean, that's a crazy. The Bengals are 0-2.
They're what they do every year.
Right. They always start slow. I mean, I think the Bengals will still be there, although their defense concerns me. And the Jamar is giving me very odd vibes. I don't like it. You know, I mean, they got to get him paid. It feels like before he's locked in all the way. You know,
he certainly didn't look like he was listening to Joe when Joe was trying to calm him down.
He did not.
Man. He didn't look like he wanted to.
He did not
be a team guy.
No, he was like, I'm good. But dude, you already got the flag.
Right.
Like it's too late.
You cost us right now.
Yeah. And I don't know what, like, yeah, they were driving maybe for a touchdown.
Yes, dude, and that's why they had to set up for a field goal.
Yeah, I mean, it was the difference in the game, bro.
It cost them if they had gotten a TD there.
The NFL,
but they'll never say that because Chase is so highly regarded in town and they know they need him.
Exactly.
But it cost them in that moment because they could have gotten a TD there. Remember, it's a different ball game.
You know, Jamar should understand this better than anybody, but the margins and the edges in the NFL are non-existent.
And he had been running his mouth.
And the ref told him, bro, all right, you know, he was warned clearly because the commentators were saying that ref particularly will let you give a couple, you know, get a.
He was asking for it, right? He was following him, and you're right. He was following him. He knew that, and I don't know. I'm gonna go to the links to get.
And I'm not even sure he had a case. I don't even think.
That's why I kept going. Man, show me what he's so angry. He acted like somebody had you know robbed his mother.
Yes, no doubt. I do love how that game though. It's a bitter rivalry. Like the there was a fumble maybe from the fullback the steal that they picked up, mm-hmm. and Pratt picked it up. And he ran to the end zone and threw it at the fans, man.
Yeah, they don't like
it. Like, it's just fun. Like, that's awesome. You know, we don't have enough of that anymore.
I wish we'd have fought back against Houston last night.
You know? Yeah. Well, that's not.
We were just, like, cool with it.
CJ said, don't let a hard time humble you.
I heard that. I heard, and I appreciated that. I was listening when he gave that little bit of advice.
And
I wonder how he feels to already be looked at to the guy that, you know, you look to for advice. He's only two games into his second season.
Well, yeah, he's the most successful quarterback as a rookie in the history of the NFL, you know. So.
And we could have drafted him.
That's right.
But we didn't.
The Raiders apparently tried to trade up to get him.
So that we could get Caleb Williams this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy could actually be one of the, you know,
one of
the GOATs.
I think like, going back to that.
Uncanny poise for a man his age.
My biggest concern about Caleb was not necessarily just how bad the offense was. It was that, like, on these downfield throws, bro, he wasn't even close. That dude was throwing three rows in the end zone.
I mean, he was frustrated.
The receivers were, like, giving up on it. They were like,
And the week before, he tried to throw it as hard as he could.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like I'm dealing with a petulant child
that
wants the whole world to know that he's struggling.
Yeah.
And that it's not his fault. It's either the line or the game plan or whatever else.
Right.
As opposed to the competitor that clicks.
Yeah.
And maybe I can't beat this, but I'm damn sure for the put it on me to try.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I didn't see enough of that.
I just saw
a guy that was okay with the struggles, and just as long as you know, this ain't my fault.
Well, when is that moment, right?
You don't know. Don't know if he's made up like that.
So.
Because he's been, you know, crowned to be this guy all of his life since he was 9.
Exactly.
And you got to give him credit to build yourself into that and get there. It doesn't mean that when true adversity hits or when you get to this level, you're automatically going to be a success, though.
That's true.
We may have crowned this young man too early.
It's certainly a possibility. But he's got some work to do. That whole offense.
But that's the key. It is early, and hopefully the offense of the coaching staff can do a better job. Yeah,
season is still young for sure.
Supposed to lose that game.
We'll come back. I respect burgers. Then Jason Fitz at 125. Stick around, Jason and John. I'm Turner FM, ESPN.